We're up to Simon Lamed Beis, Seif Chaf Tes. Im ein ha-parashiyah shkures befiv. If the Sefer does not know the parashiyahs fluently, tzarech sheyichtav mitei chaksav. In other words, if he knows it by heart, then he can write it bal peh. But if he doesn't know it by heart and he's not fluent in the parasha, so then he needs to write it while looking at the parasha itself. Mishnah Berurah explains Shkuras Befiv, Dehainu Be'esha Hu Maschil Lichtav, at the time that he begins writing, Mistama Adayin Ein Boki B'Kriyos, and he probably doesn't yet know the Kriya of the Parashiyas Baal Peh, Koroi, U'Befrat B'Malei B'Chosar, particularly in regards to which letters are Malei and which letters are Chosar, meaning with a Vav, without a Vav, with a Yud, without a Yud. Kuflam Adalad, Mitoi Chaksav, Oymi Pi Makri. He doesn't have to necessarily have a sefer in front of him that he's copying from. If he has someone reading it to him, so that would also be sufficient. Kedei shelo yita, because we don't want him to make a mistake when he writes the words. V'miktsas ha-parasha shkura b'fiv. What if part of the parasha he knows very well, but the rest of the parasha not? So mutter lichtev oisai miktsas bal peh. So the part that he knows well, he can write bal peh, while the rest he needs to either write from a sefer or with someone reading it to him, a makri. The Bach says that even if a sefer is a baki in the parasha and he knows it well, nevertheless, it's still ideal, it's still a mitzvah, to write it mitoich ha-ksav. Says the Mechaber Seif Lamed, Einai Roshoi lichtoiv elem ken yedei likros. A sefer is only permitted to write tefillin or mezuzas or sifrei Torah if he knows how to read as well. It says the Mishnah Berurah Kuflamet Hei Deilav Hachi Bekal Yochal Litos Vein Emargish, because if you don't know how to read, if a sefer is illiterate, so he'll easily come to make a mistake, even though he's copying from a ksav. Seif Lamed Aleph Im Einai Koisev Mitoich Haksav. If a sefer is not writing Mitoich Haksav, Lo yichtav al peh, shemakri oisei acher, elem kein yachzer hu b'vikir b'fiv. We said before that in the Mishnah Berurah that a makri is sufficient, so the Mechaber qualifies that by saying that a makri is only sufficient if the sefer himself repeats what the makri says. Then it would be acceptable. But if you don't repeat what the makri says, then a makri is not going to be enough. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Koflamed Vav, Mashma, so since he says that when you have a makri, you have to read it bal peh, what's it mashma? That when you don't have a makri and you're just copying mitoich haksav, so you don't have to read it. We're talking about when you know it very well. And there's no chash that you're going to make a mistake. Ken kosev ha-magen avram v'alei rabbi l'taritz. Because the Magen Avraham had a kasha that from Yerideya it's mashma that one would always have to read Mitoich HaKsav, and yet over here you see that he does not always have to read Mitoich HaKsav. So the teretz is that when you know it well, then you don't have to read it mitoich haksav. Aval harbe me'achrenim chalku al zeh u'paskud bekol gavni tzarech loitzi ateva mipiv koidem sheikhtivena. But many others argue, and they say that no, that even if you know it well, you always have to read it mitoich haksav. V'hatam, and you have to say it. I'm sorry, not just read it mitoich haksav, but you have to actually say the words. V'hatam kosev ha'bach, and there's a totally different reason for this. The kachi mitzvahs k'siva stam, k'dei sh'tei k'dushas hevel kriyas kol teva v'teva ha'yoytzi mipi ha'koyri nimsheches al ha'oysias k'she kosev oysen baklaf. In other words, we were talking the whole time about potentially making a mistake. So if you know it well, so then there's no chash that you're going to make a mistake. But the Bach is saying that no, it has nothing to do with knowing it well or not knowing it well. It's an inyan of k'dusha. And when you read out the word, so then that infuses the stam with a higher level of kedusha. So that's always going to be necessary, whether you're fluent in it, you're not fluent in it, whether you're reading from a ksav, whether you're not reading from a ksav. In any event, speaking it out is always going to be beneficial. V'kol zeh lechatchila, aval b'dieveday nifsel b'kol gavni im loitah. But no matter what, none of these things are ma'akiv, provided that there was no mistake made in the ksiva. It's all a matter of lechatchila, how it's best to do it. Al peh shemakra, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu hu shogar b'fiv gamkein. Even if you know it well, when the Makri reads it to you, you still should repeat after the Makri. If you're not writing mitei chaksav, you should make sure to have a Makri. Says the Mishnah Berurah, koflamet ches v'yikra b'fiv kol teva v'teva koedim shi'chtevena k'dei shelo yita. And you should speak out each word, so that you should not come to make a mistake. For kol shekeinu mukosav al peh b'li makri, if you're writing b'al peh and you don't have a makri, so then certainly you should speak out each word before you write it to ensure that you don't make any mistakes. Says the Mechaber in Sif Lamed Beis, tzarech lahaniach cholok lamala kedei gaga shelamed. At the top of the klaf, there has to be a margin, the space of the gag of the lamed. Hagosh, shiyu gamken gamhei mukafim gvil. In other words, that we want that the lamed, the way the Ramah is explaining it, what this means is that we want the lamed on the top line of the ksav to be mukaf gvil as well. Memele, you need a bit of a margin up there. So he brings from the Chuvas Maril and the Baruch Shomer. Ulamata kishir chafen un pshuta. Yeah, so it would follow that on bottom you need enough space to write a chafen and un pshuta, and that you'll have mukaf gvil underneath them. Ubitchilasan v'seifan ein tzarech laniach klal. And at the beginning of the and the end, you don't need any margin at all. Hagah miyunago aseifim laniach ktsas b'tchila v'seif. But the minig is that they do leave a bit of space at the beginning and the end of the parasha as well. V'tzarech laniach bein kol teva v'teva kim lo yais. You have to leave between each word a shear of a maloy ois, like a yud, v'chein bein hashitim kimloy shita, and between the lines you have to leave blank space like a line itself, so that you'll have room for the lamids and the chafs, which stick beyond the line above or below, u'bein kol ois kimloy chut hasayra, and between each letter you need at least the hair's breadth, kimoy b'sefer toiro, kimoy she'izbara b'tur yeridea. Gam tzarech laniach ma'at cholok bein pasuk l'pasuk. The Rekeach says as well, and the Ramah brings it over here, that you also should leave a little bit of space between psukim. Says the Mishneh Berurah kuf lamed tes lamala me hashita is kedei gaga shalamed. You need to leave on the top line at the top of the klaf a margin to be able to write the gag of the lamed. V'nirali d'hainu miksav beinani. That's what referring to an average size ksav. Afilu hu koisiv Raksav Katan. Even if he's writing a small ksav, he should leave a larger margin which would accommodate the top of a lamed from a medium sized ksav. The Halayam Rubunachas Lamed Beis Kimloy Atvid the Safri. Uperishu Arishainim Shukade Lichtev Gaga Shalamid. Vim Isa Diesh Chiluk Boze Ayeshi Uram. What kind of shear is that? Efshe Litchais Bidoichak, the Gemara Loy Ayri Rak Bekaisiv Ksav Beinani, that the Gemara is only talking about a Ksav Beinani, but an Ksav Katan, so it would be a Ksav Katan. But the Mishneh Berurah is mitzadit to say that no, that even when you're writing a Ksav Katan, you would need to leave space to accommodate a lamid of a Ksav Beinani. Kuf Mem, Pshuta, Va'oid Mashu La Kafas Gvilam, and you need a little bit beyond the end of Chaf and the end of Nun in order to be Mukav Gvil on the bottom. V'tam L'kol Zeh, the reason for all this is kadesh shekashi es damin loy lakosvam shiyeh loy mokam lozeh, so that when you have to write a lamed or a chaf, you'll have the available room to write them. V'yeshayimim d'sarach laniach oid lamala migaga shalamed lamata michaf v'nun pshuta kadesh chetzitzi pyrin. There are those that say that even above the lamed and above the and below the nun, you need an additional chetzitzi pyrin. V'zeh rak lechatchila, but that's just lechatchila, and really all you need is enough space to write the lamed and the nun, and that they should be mukav kvil. Kuf mem aleph klal rak mashu lakafas kvilim. You just need a little bit at the beginning and the end that the letters should be mukav kvil. Ktsas, the seifrim leave ktsas. Hainu ktsas yosim yakafas kvil. They leave a little bit extra. The yesh machmirim de lechatchila tzarech betchila klaf kadei ligol kolar parsha k'moy mezuzah. And there are those that are machmir de lechatchila at the beginning of the parsha there should be enough space to wrap around the entire parasha. Kuf mem gimel, ois ktana shehu yud. You leave between words enough space to fit in a yud. Ubediyevet ein lifsel, elem kein niris keteva achas. But the yud is not ma'akiv. And as long as the two words don't read as one word, letinaik delechachem leitipish, it would still be kosher. Only if a tinaik delechachem leitipish reads the two words as one, then it would be ma'akiv. Kuf mem dalid, shita, v'yeshayimim de'ein tzarech laniach ala b'sefer Torah. There are those that say that this, that you need to leave ben shita l'shita kim lo shita, is only by a sefer Torah. V'chein nagu ha'seferim she'ein medaktikim b'zeh. And indeed, the seferim are not so careful about leaving ben shita l'shita kim lo shita. Kuf mem hei chut ha'seira, hainu rak l'chatchila. This, to leave between each letter a shir of a chut ha'seira, is only l'chatchila. Aval b'di'eved, ein lifsal elem kein niris ha'teva chaluka l'shtayim. But b'di'eved, even if you have more than a chut ha'seira, as long as the word reads as one word, it's fine. It's only when the word is going to read as two words, that's when it's going to be ma'akev. U'kmashin hisbara kol zeh b'yaradeya, b'simin reisha ein dalad l'inyan sefer Torah. Kuf mem vav, ma'at chalak, you have to leave a little bit of blank space. Aval amogen avram b'shem kama achreinim v'hagra b'vayura yichriu de'ein tzarech laniya chalak yosem yibain teva l'teva b'emtza pasuk. U'deloike ma'isha kasav ha'shach b'yaradeus if cotton vav ayin sham. Yeah, so the Ramah had said that between psukim you should leave a little bit of additional space and not just space like one letter, which is normally the case. Right, but the Mishnah Berurah says, but the Magen Avraham and the Gra, they say that you don't have to leave any extra space in between psukim, and not like the shita of the shach. Seif lamed gimel yase hashura shavet shaloi tehei achas nichneses veyachas yoytzis. The lines at the end should be justified, meaning that they should end evenly, and there should not be lines protruding. And at the very least, one should try and ensure that three letters should not be sticking out of the line. But if one did write it in a way that there were letters sticking out of the line, it will not passel the tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Mem Zayin, V'yachas Yoytzis, V'afilu Ois Achas, even one letter shouldn't stick out of the line. Mishum Zekeli Van Veyu. From the fact that the Mechaber doesn't make any qualifications of when three letters shouldn't be sticking out of the line, it's mashmar that even if most of the letter is within the line and three letters are out of the line, it's still going to be probably still shouldn't be done. Ubi Yerudeisim and Reisha and Gimel Pasaka Rambam. However, the Mechaber Paskins in Yerudea, like the Rambam, Delay Kaptina Nelashala Yichtav Reiv Hateva Chutz Lashita. Over there it says that you just have to be careful that most of the word shouldn't be out of the line. V'mateva b'ashmeina oisiyas motu lechteva chetzi chutz l'shita. And if the word is made up of eight letters, you would be able to write half the letter out of the line. Not like it seems to say over here that even three letters shouldn't go out of the line. V'ayin b'shach sham shekosef sheyesh lehachmir kahach tohocha. Yet the shach says that one should lechatchila be machmir for the way the mechaber brings it over here that three letters should never go out of the line. V'ayin v'al yirabah shaday did al kalpanim b'tfilin shagil yonis k'tzarim yesh lehachmir. The el yirabah wants to say that by tfilin there's more of a makom to be machmir because it's a small ksav. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Mem Tes Vim Kosvam Bein Shehaya Ablita B'tchilas Hashita B'Seifa. It's not going to be ma'akiv Lo Pasal V'Afilu Im Kosev Teva Shleim Chutz L'Shita. Even if you wrote a whole word in the margin, Kol Shenikar Shenikar Simois Hashita, as long as it flows with the previous line V'Loya Ma'amad Ha'acher, and it doesn't flow with the column to its left Shebetzida, so it's not going to be a psul, and it will still be kosher. It's not ma'akiv. Says the Bir Alocha Shalosh Oisiyos. I am the Mishnah Brura, Umakari may ha the Shach Yerde, Basimin Reisha and Gimel Siv Cotton, Dalid, I am Shom. I am the Bira Gra, the Mashma Shahu Maskim Gamkin La Shach. The Bira, from the Bira Gra, it's Mashma that he also agrees to the Shach, that Mechag Ber Sosam Poi Kaha Rosh, that the Mechaber over here seems to be saying, like the Rosh, that three letters is always going to be a problem, even if it's a minority of the word. So take a look at the Magen Avram with his teretz, and take a look in the Ber Hetev, where he has a kasha on the Magen Avram's teretz. Where over there they discuss the issue of whether the word, when the word, a case where the word itself is only three letters. Primogodim Hiksha Gamkein Alze. Primogodim also doesn't like the Magen Avram's Shat, Amnam Delay Lashavi Chas Vishalom Rabbeinu Amagan Avram Kitoya, in order that the Magan Avram shouldn't seem Chalila as though he made a mistake, Amarti Sheesh Li Yashev, it would seem to me to answer up to me the Sif Lamedalad Ein Raya Lahakal Bazeh, that from Sif Lamedalad is no Raya to be Makel in this case of a word where the entire word is made up of three letters, the efshar deloy miyet rakdim mutter lichtav ois achas min hateva shel shtei oisias chutz lashita afshu chetzi teva, because it could be that it's only coming to be memayet that it's mutter to write one letter. Now, let's say you have the word S. V'ahavta eis Hashem elokecha. So let's say you have the word S. So it's perhaps it's just coming to teach you that the tough, in other words, half of the word, which is one letter, you would be able to write outside of the line, even though it's half the word, if you're dealing with a two-letter word. But if you have two letters of a three-letter word, in other words, let's say you have the word bakol. So to have two of the three letters outside of the line, the heim roif hateva, have a mina da asar. I would have thought that that's asar. Kumash yakasav agro, be'emis l'dasa Rambam, like the Gain Taka says that the Rambam paskins. L'zak kumash malana mechaber, the shtei oisi is mutter b'chol gavni. So that perhaps is what the mechaber is teaching us, that two letters is always going to be mutter, even if it's a three letter word. Kei nirali b'kavanosai, that's how I would explain this whole thing. Again, to understand this fully, one has to see the Makairis inside, the Magen Avraham, the Prima Godim, and the Be'er Heitev. Says the Mechaber Seif Lamedalit, Shtei Oisiyas Shehem Teva Achas, La'yichtev Chutz Lashita, which we just discussed, two Oisiyas, which are one word, actually we didn't just discuss, so you can't write both letters outside of the line. Now, as we said that perhaps the Bir Halacha wanted to say one letter could be outside of the line, but both letters certainly shouldn't be out of the line. So again, if you have the word S, which is two letters, you shouldn't write both letters outside of the line. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kufnun Aleph, Im Hateva Hi Bashalish, but if it's a three-letter word, Mutar Lichtav Yimena Shtei Oisiyas Chutz Lashita, you would be able to write two letters outside of the line. Af Sheim Reif Hateva, Yeredeya Simen Reishayim Gimel, V'ayin v'bir halacha. Says, we'll look at that bir halacha quickly now. Shtei oisiyas avalichtai v'ayis achas mimena chutz lashita mutter. But to write one letter outside of the line is for sure mutter. Kol ha'achreinim d'loy kalavush. That's what all the achreinim hold, not like the shita of the levush. Says the bir halacha, the next bir halacha, teva achas, ayin v'mishneh brura, ken kasev harash b'halachas k'tanis, u'pasak b'yeredeya kavosei. And the Mechaber paskins like the Rosh in Yerideya, V'ayim Magen Avram, B'sif Katan Memvav, Shekosev Da'af HaRambam, Moida B'zeh L'Hakel, that in this case, even the Rambam holds that one could be Mekel, V'agrab B'Beiru, Kosev Sheladas HaRambam, Aser B'zeh. So there's a Machloikis, what the Rambam would hold in a case of a two-letter word, where you're going to have one letter outside of the line, would the Rambam hold that that is Aser or not? So as the Bir Halacha just pointed out, that would be a machlokes.